Excuse me, I've a reservation for three under the name of Mole.
Ah, Mr. Mole and party. Thank you for joining us. Please, take your seats.
Crikey, Mole. It's a bit posh in here.
Well, we've not had a chance to see each other since the last rejoin march, have we? And I thought, well, I'll splash out and get us all fired up for season four in the new year with a nice Christmas outing.
Is it a Turkey and Trimmings affair?
No. I picked this place because they specialise in political steaks.
What does that mean?
Guys, sit down. Just let the waiter explain.
Now then, welcome to democracy. In coming here, you've made the right choice to get your fill and just dessert. Perhaps some drinks before we start?
Ooh, I'll have a beaker of the house red, please.
Can I have a pint of black rod, please?
Nothing for me. I'm abstaining at the moment.
Oh, come on, Chrissy, load it up. See how the other half live.
Fine, I'll have some Coke.
Excellent. Are we going straight to the main course, or would you care for a starter?
Melon balls?
No, it's just the way I walk.
Ooh, can I have a shrimp cocktail, please?
Certainly, madam. Once upon a time, there was a PM called Rishi who wanted to be a real boy.
Can we just get a load of bread and oil, please? We just want something to line our pockets. I mean, stomachs.
Certainly, sir. I'll return too sweet.
I usually enjoy people watching in restaurants, but the clientele in here is not what I thought it would be.
How do you mean?
Well, there are five different tables on the right of us that are all fighting amongst themselves, and no one seems to want the bill.
And this lot over here seem to have come in with no idea how they can pay for everything. They think they can just swan in, make it work and clean up, without even turning the taps on.
There's nothing we can do about any of them, to be honest. They get away with this behaviour because no one's keeping tabs on them anymore now they've been paid off.
Can't we get them thrown out?
No, sorry. This is an old boys' club. We're lucky they haven't set fire to the place by now.
And voila! Your drinks and starters. Now, if you need anything else, give me a wave and I'll deal with your urgent question if I see you.
Oh, hang on a minute, don't wander off. We need something more substantial than this. Let's not mess about with the nibbles at the edges.
All right then, let's get to the red meat. How deeply you're cooked is your choice to make here in democracy. But let me offer you this advice so that you know what you're opting for.
Oh, surely we all know what we're having by now.
Shush! Let's see what our choices are.
Most people think it's safe to get things well done. Get it done, you bastard! They shout. But you don't need a bland, hard-to-swallow lump. Oh no, you came here for something different, right? This method won't inspire you. I'd be ashamed to present this pitiful offering to you. Ah! You should have access to all the flavours.
Oh, we're definitely up for something radical.
Is that right? Then I must caution you from the more cleverly thinking approach. You must not go blue.
Ugh. Oh, God, no.
Your reaction is correct, madam. If you go blue, you'll almost certainly make yourself sick from the poison and worms.
No one's suggesting that. I want that rare finesse for mine. Blood red, running all around and getting into everything.
That would create quite a mess quickly, and it would turn off a lot of others at the table.
Look, if you're the expert, tell us what we need.
A happy medium, of course. Chef Salt K.
Good evening. I shall be preparing your feast tonight. For your consideration and delight, all of the drama will be done right in front of you. Spectacle so bizarre that you won't believe your eyes. So much so, you may feel compelled to drive to Barnard Castle. Ha ha.
This isn't as exciting as you think it is.
It's just the basic foundation. We'll balance it with some sauce and a few sides. we pepper it with a fusion of ideas to add value to the meal ticket and even out the portion presentation.
It does sound like everyone could stomach that.
I say we trust him. We have to just hope everything will be as tasty as he says it will.
Guys, he's pouring tons of salt on it.
He'll have to do that, otherwise the critics will give him a bad review.
Yeah, but now he's spat on top of it and flipped it over with his dick.
Chrissy, he obviously has a plan. Who are we to question the guy that took this place from being a greasy spoon to a Michelin star hotspot?
This isn't what he promised, though, or what we ordered.
Look, if you're not going to swallow this, you might as well go and sit with the posh yobs.
Hey, don't be like that. I'm just saying there's still time to order a salad.
You're never getting a salad in here.
Oh, there's a real stench coming off that too. It's filling the room.
To be fair, this place did already stink when that lot got here.
I think I've lost my appetite.
You can't not eat now we're here. Otherwise you'll be sat at home later regretting not trying something.
I suppose so.
Oh no, this is just the primary preparation. It's still only half baked. I can't just turn the gas taps on, you know.
Can you not please just stick it back where it belongs?
There's no case for such a thing. It needs to rest for a while.
At least pick it up. You let those yobs chuck it on the floor.
No, that was the last chef.
We're going to end up with a rat burger from an American clown at this rate.
Look, let's just calm down and consider that by the time this is ready, the yobs in here will have cleared out and maybe there'll be a chance to reorder everything or just swap out some of the sauce for a bit of gravy at least.
But we still don't know what we're getting. It should be what we order.
I appreciate the effort, Maul, but we're ready steady fucked here.
All right, fine. We'll go have a look around and see if there's anything else, but it's getting late. I don't know what else is practical at this time.
Are you sure you don't want these gammon steaks?
No, we're still choking from the smell of it.
Well, this is all there is.
Fine, we'll have it. Just don't be surprised when we keep bringing it up and pointing at the mess you haven't cleared up.
Bon appetit.
Strange Mole Show. Strange Mole Show.
Coming up on the BBC this Christmas. In Call the Midwife, no one turns up as the NHS has been decimated by 13 years of Tory decline. At 6:30, we see a Rwandan refugee thrown from one danger to another and never finding safe passage or a home. No, that's not the new Doctor Who, it's a review of the government's immigration policy over the last year. And there's tension in the repair shop, as the country realises everything's broken and we've scared off all the talented Polish people that could fix stuff. But first, a Christmas message from His Majesty the King.
Christmas is always a time to be thankful for what we have and to be thoughtful and reflect on the lives of those we have lost. Since becoming your king, I have tried in my own way to get to know some of you better and learn about the lives you have led. One is thankful for the bounty of heirlooms one has received from those of you without a will. Camilla has really enjoyed digging through your stuff and finding all those shiny trinkets that she can see her own face in. We've had to hire David Dickinson to clear it all. But for those of you struggling to survive, despite the best efforts of my government to break our spirits and literally kill you, Christmas can bring extra pressure instead of the joys of... what was it again? Oh, yes. The birth of our Lord Jesus Cliff. I thought we'd swap Jesus with a Santa fellow. What do you mean, both? Oh, for goodness sake, this is what annoys me about the bloody public. They're never happy with always... Oh, they always want something else. Why can't they just leave me alone with my bloody sausage fingers and my tampon dreams and... What? Oh, bloody hell. Where was I? Oh, yes, Christmas. It's a time for festive cheer and for singing songs. Therefore, as your king, I order you to listen to Augusta Lees.
Let's have a look at the programming ahead here on ITV. Things are looking bleak in Emmerdale as the administrators come in to close down the farm. Post-Brexit trade deals with New Zealand have destroyed the UK's sheep market, and profiteering from supermarkets also make eggs and milk unviable areas of trade. Over on Coronation Street, the Rover's Return has finally shut its doors due to staffing issues and import costs, while Mavis still doesn't really know why she voted for it. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without an Agatha Christie drama, and this year we have Murder is Easy. Oh wait, my mistake, that's just a recovered WhatsApp message from Boris Johnson. And of course we'll have more clips from the jungle in a review of this year's I'm a Fascist, Get Me on the Air. Stay with us though as we plan your 2023 festive feast with the help of Nigella Lawson.
As the long cold nights draw in, we're all trying to find a bit of Christmas spirit to warm our souls, and I'm here to bring that irrepressible sparkle to you while we wait out the remaining term of this irresponsible and irredeemable government. Welcome to Nigella's Cost of Living Crisis Christmas. If you're feeling the pinch and think that those responsible for your financial woes should know what it's like when things are tight too, I have the perfect recipe for you. I call it the Tory turducken. Let's start with a gigantic chicken. I've chosen to pluck it myself. You may think this is going to create a huge, unnecessary mess, but let's be confident we can breeze through it without any adverse consequences. Due to its thick skin, it will need to be well greased. Make sure you cover every angle and not just the palms. Add a teensy bit of salt at the back end and it'll get another season later on. We would usually fill with a traditional stuffing, but this particular fowl creature always seemed to work better inside the pork. At the very least, you will need some pigs in blankets. Next, we need a dead duck. If we stick it in the oven as quickly as we can at a volatile temperature, the promise it held will be overcooked and will set the grey flavour profile of what's to come. That ash-in-the-mouth taste will really invoke bitter feelings of what we have lost as a country. So let's line this up at the end of the chicken. And as you can see, once in place, this monumental stuffing can only go one way. There's no time to relax, as this is where things get really tricky. We have to get a massive turkey into a position where it doesn't belong. Even at the risk of everything exploding, let's assume it is oven ready. That way it's not our fault if everyone gets sick and dies. This fatty specimen will need lots of time to rest. However, you may feel nothing improves no matter how long you give it. As you can see, by now we're really letting the bodies pile high. Normally, after three get jammed up like this, we would call it a day. But with such a massive arsehole staring back at us, it seems like a big fat lemon could really add a sour edge to this carve-up. We're still not done. Finish off by ramming a tiny quail in at the end. It won't add anything, but it's an extravagant money shot that will really pay off for your closest and most valuable friends. And there we have it. Let it spin in circles for approximately 13 years so that it slowly bleeds out and cooks in its own juices. Don't worry if things start to dry out. You can always smear some red meat around. In extreme cases, you may be tempted to shove it all inside a gigantic squawking bird that's always sticking its neck out. But my advice is to skip this goose step, as it is probably long past being palatable to anyone. I'm going to assume you have some gravy trickling down from somewhere and call it a day. You may find a lot of skeletons hidden away as you start to dig in, but the odd bone of contention never caused a serious problem before. Your family may find your choices here to be hard to swallow, but they've no right to complain. Well, not any more they don't. Merry Christmas, everyone.
As always, your alternative Christmas is here on Channel 4. We start with Animated Joy, Mog's Christmas, in which a fat cat who pretends to be a Christian is taught the meaning of Christmas when he loses all his business and has to shut down his hedge fund management company. Sing hallelujah, for he is sunk. Russell Brand makes a comeback attempt with his new show Whoops, I Did Another Six Sex Crimes at 8 p.m. and this is followed by a Christmas special edition of Paymaster, in which five members of the government create hilarious solutions to a national crisis off the top of their heads with whatever old ideas they find lying around the house, as per the orders of their mysterious overlord. After that, we send Noel Fielding and Alison Hammond to Gaza for the Great Ethnic Cleanse-Off, before watching Boris Johnson read excerpts from his book about Shakespeare in the Big Fat Prick of the Year. But first, let's watch a Muppet light the lights.
Thank you, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to be here for the Downing Street Big Power Up. And I'm pleased to announce that this year, everything will be powered by alternative energy sources to help meet our commitment to creating a new domestic supply here.
Prime Minister, I can see from the press release that one of your private sector partners is a fishing trawler company in Grimsby. How do they have expertise in energy production?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Dave, as it's a great example of how this government is levelling up our traditional industry bases by adapting to the demands of the market.
But how are they involved?
I believe the term they use is biofuel collection and processing.
Can you expand on that, please?
Look, they troll oil spills for the corpses of fish and birds that have died in it and then compress them into pellets to burn, okay? Yes, Harry from the Sun.
Prime Minister, can you tell us why the DWP are also in the partner list?
Oh, we've got to use our Brexit opportunity to shred employer and disabled rights so that we can hook up wheelchair users to the national grid in their own homes so they can earn their benefits with a few hours of peloton or scrutine.
Wait, your factory farming the disabled?
We're opening up healthy opportunities for employment, Norman Tebbit style.
Can we talk about the Christmas decorations in here for a moment?
Why? What's wrong with them? Are you snowflakes offended by snowflakes now?
When they are shaped like swastikas, yes, I am actually.
Yes, I am actually. Look, they were a gift from Trump and it would be rude to return them.
Is that what you told the Greek PM too?
That's it. We're done. Do the lights and then shut this down. Does anyone have a light? Ooh, so many tiki torches. What a lucky chap I am to have so many Boy Scouts in my cabinet. Guys, fellas.
The Strange Mole Show is written by the Holy Mole and performed alongside Chris Doc Strange and Chrissy Gregg. Additional musical material by Augusta Lees. Find back episodes at strangemole.co.uk.